Well, we're at that time. We're spring football. Spring football is here, and South Dakota State will have their spring game coming up this weekend. And the head coach, John Stiglmeyer, is on the fan line. Hey, Coach, nice to hear from you today.
Good to visit with you, Craig.
How has the spring gone? What was the main thing you wanted to get done during this springtime with football for the Jacks?
We had five goals, but really the main out of the five was to master whatever we put in. And that's easily said. All I'm talking about there is offense, defense, special teams. Don't worry about beating anybody. Worry about that true freshman that's never gotten to be taught the whole defense, or teach him half of it. See if he can see how good a football player he is right now, because those are the guys we need to know about going into fall camp.
Coach, Stu Whitney here, and Austin Sumner, of course, out for spring drills for the second straight time, this time with a shoulder. Obviously, something he needed to get taken care of, so you're going to want him healthy come fall. How much does it affect things to not have your quarterback out there, or is he experienced enough with the system where that's not going to be a step back for him?
I think he's going to be fine. Austin is, number one, a great leader and very dedicated, and he'll work his tail off. I think what it affects, Stu, is, you know, again, the offense is efficiency, and so maybe they got to work a little harder to understand that you don't have your top guy out there and live with it, and again, master the pivot route. Maybe the quarterback throwing it in this rep isn't as good as Austin, but you can still master the routes or the blocking schemes. It did change our mind up, though, and when he had to go in for surgery, we ended up signing a junior college quarterback that isn't here right now, so that'll be a unique twist too in the summer, trying to get him up to speed.
When you're looking at that offense, you got two big explosive offensive guys with Sumner and Zenner. How about those guys up front? What are you working on? What's that front line going to look like?
That's one of our concerns. We had one of our goals was to master, but it's also to focus on the positions that need to get up to speed, that need to mature, that need to slow the game down. And we lost three starters on offense, a backup. So we got a bunch of guys that need to get ready for Missouri. And they're still trying to master their techniques. So the fat guys have some work to do, without a doubt. And the same thing with our D-line. We lost four really good D-linemen.
I looked at your schedule. You released the schedule yesterday, and I see you got Oshkosh, the D3 school coming in. I know that USD's got an NAIA school on their schedule. You know, I really don't like that, but is it getting tougher to have some programs come play you guys now up in Brookings?
It is, and for two reasons. You said one of them, we're in a somewhat remote area. You know, you draw a circle, a 300-mile radius circle. There's not a whole lot of FCS schools that aren't in your league. I think Drake is the only one that you can try to entice. And so where we're at, and then, I don't want to boast, but ideally when you're ranked in the top 15 at the end of the year, your reputation doesn't help you out either. So, that's been, so day one, that's been our toughest struggle here, is trying to get games and get games that sets you up to have a good season.
When you look at the spring game, I know that most coaches would say the only outcome you're looking for is to avoid injuries. What sort of responsibility do you feel to have some sort of, I know that some coaches try to jazz it up and have some sort of fun format for the fans, but I would imagine you just want to get some work done and like I said, stay healthy and just sort of move on from there.
Yeah, really, Stu, it's our 12th practice. We still have three practices after this because of the weather, because of our facilities and so on. Now, that'll be taken care of next year with a new indoor, but so you're exactly right. We want to have a good, crisp scrimmage. We want to be able to put guys in situations where we can grade them and see where they're at in terms of their abilities to play the defense, offense, special teams. But we're not jazzing anything here at South Dakota State. We're going to the most boring football program in America. So spring game doesn't get a chance or anything.
11 a.m. Saturday morning.
No laser show.
Coughlin alumni. Well, not until the new stadium is built. Then they'll have the access to be able to do that. What's your goal over the summer then, Coach? I know that you stay busy, but what about this year? What's your big goal this summer?
Well, this year we've got a neat deal because the NCAA just changed the rule and we're able to meet with our players. And so we were kind of feeling our way through that whole thing. Teaching guys, how many guys can we get to campus? So we've got three team camps, we've got individual camps, we've got a lot of camps we go to. Really, the job has changed so much that you recruit, guys are coming to campus. It is a busy time, the summer is, and ideally we get away a little bit, but I'm not looking forward to going fishing and golfing, I'll put it that way.
Coach, you think there's a general feeling in the Missouri Valley, and I know that the Bison are your favorite subject, but I mean, it seems like there might be an opportunity here because the coaching change and the fact that they lost a pretty good class. I'm not saying they're going to be horrible, but maybe there's a chance for some of these teams in the Missouri Valley to sort of even things out and perhaps knock NDSU down a peg in the coming season.
I don't want to say anything that becomes locker room material, but Coach Kleiman's a good coach. He's got a good program. North Dakota State's a good program, but you hit on two things. One thing primarily, they lost a huge number of guys that had a ton of experience, were really good football players, which made them a really good football team. So they're somewhat rebuilding, but they have great tradition, and it's not like their success recently was, you know, it didn't happen before. They were a great Division II football team too. So we all have, in the Missouri Valley, we got to go through North Dakota State, but the goal is to get to Frisco just like they've gotten the last 3 years.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Hopefully you got a lot of Jack fans up there Saturday to watch you guys have some fun with it, and we wish you the best. And we'll catch you down sometime this summer.
Hope so. Take care, man.
Thanks, John. John Stiegelmeyer, SDSU football.